Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Kuf Dalet, Baba Kama 104a, pagination is 207. On the previous daf, Kuf Gimel, Amar Aleph, the Mishnah made a statement that when a person stole, and in many cases other types of repayment are going to be the same, the rule is, Lo Yitein Lishlucho. You can't simply send it with a messenger that the Lova appointed, a messenger that the Malva appointed, the Gazlan, the Nigzal, a messenger just because he's a messenger, he's been designated, is not enough to make him a valid method of repayment. The ramifications are numerous. Most commonly, if the money was already paid to the messenger, and that's considered payment to the person who's supposed to receive the money, then number one, he cannot retract. The person who's paying the money can't say, "Give me back the money, I'll pay in a year." It's done. It's payment. Second consideration is that if an accident occurred between the time that the shliach, the messenger, received the money and the time he actually presented it to the person who's supposed to receive it, that accident happened to the recipient's money, if indeed it would be considered a method of repayment. If, however, it is not considered repayment yet, then in theory, he could force the money back and it wouldn't be considered a new theft of any type. I'll pay in a year. And if it has not yet come into the possession of the recipient, then if an accident happens, the payment still has to be made. Now, there's an interesting halacha which sounds contradictory at first glance, but is compatible, and that is Pesachei Choshen in Perek Hei of Hilchos Halva'a explains this, that if the love, the borrower, designates a messenger on behalf of the malva, the lender, and he pays this messenger, that's considered payment on one level, in that he can't take the money back. If, however, an accident happens, it's still considered the money of the borrower and never reached the lender's possession. You only gave it to a messenger that you designated. It sounds contradictory. Is it payment? Is it not payment? The answer is that money that's paid to this self-designated messenger puts the messenger in a position of zachin la'adam shelo befanav. You can acquire things that are a merit to somebody else, even without their specific consent. So receiving the money on behalf of the person who lent it is considered a merit for him. He's one step closer to being repaid. But if it turns out that the money gets lost, damaged along the way, then it turns out that it wasn't a zuchus for him. It wasn't a merit for him. And therefore, it's considered not repaid. And you have a situation, very interestingly, where the person who's supposed to receive the money could straddle the fence, logically, until he finally gets the money. Now, our Mishnah again said that if he's just a shliach, then it doesn't satisfy your requirement of repayment. Let's continue that theme and qualify it on today's daf, about 8 lines down at the 2 dots. Lo yitein, you can't give it, l'shlucho, to the messenger. Itmar, we learned. Shliach sha'asa'o be'edim. If this shliach was made by the person who's supposed to receive the money, and he did so in front of witnesses, which seems to give this messenger a little bit more clout. Rav Chisda Omar Hava Shliach. Rav Chisda says that's considered a valid shliach. That's considered authorization to pay my agent, and it's as if I got the money. Rabba Omar, Rabba has a dissenting opinion, which we don't paskin like. He says lo hava shliach. He's still not a shliach. The fact that you did it with witnesses doesn't change anything according to Rabba. And the Gemara explains, Rav Chisda Amar Rav Shliach, according to Rav Chisda, which is the way we paskin, that it's a shliach if he did it in front of Edim. Lohachi tarchi v'ukmei be'edim. That was the point of putting the Edim there. The Leku Birushu say that this person should be an extension of the recipient's hand so that it doesn't actually have to come to his hand, it could even come to the agent. Rabba Amar Lohav Shliach. It's not considered a shliach. Hachikomar, all he's saying, and we'll elaborate on this in a moment, Inish mehem nahu, I trust this person. Isamches samoch. If you trust him too, so go ahead and trust him. Ibois l'shture b'yidei shoda b'yidei. If you choose to send it in his hands, so send it in his hands. But I'm not authorizing him to be the recipient in my place, that it should be considered payment. In Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat Kuf Chaf Aleph, we indeed find this concept of a person appointing an agent on his behalf by virtue of Edim. We even have that if he sent in a letter to the person who owes him money, you're authorized to send it, then as long as the person sent it with a responsible person, ish ne'eman b'derech shebnei adam regilim lahavir sham mamonam. He sent it with somebody according to the normal conduit of money for that society. Then it would be indeed considered payment, even though the recipient never actually received it. The dissenting opinion of Rabba, which was that even with Edim, it's not considered a shliach, is a view that does apply in a nuanced case. If you look at the first wide line at the bottom of the page, the Gemara presents a case of mamtzi lo shliach, a person who makes a shliach available to the one who owes him the money. He never said that his hand is like my hand, even if he says I trust him, but it wasn't a trust done in the setting of I trust him and it's considered payment. It's only the Omarle, he told him, Isle zuze gabe planyo, I have money owed to me in the hands of so-and-so. Velo komishta lohu, and he's not sending it. Ischazile, appear to him. Present yourself to him. Tell him you're going to my city. Dilma inishu de lo mishkach l'shture lei. Maybe he's not just being difficult, he just doesn't have a trustworthy person with whom to send the money. And therefore, make yourself available. That's indeed codified, Kuf Chaf Aleph Sif Beis, in the second case. Im lo asa o shliach, if he didn't make this messenger a shliach, ela omar lo, all he said was, yeshli ma'os biyad paloni, like the Gemara presented, I have money in the hands of so-and-so. Ve'eno sholchom li, and he's not sending them. Ula eina motza shliach l'shalchom. Maybe he just can't find somebody to send it with. Lech v'hisra elov, appear to him. Ula yishalchem, maybe he'll send them al yodecho through you. Lo av a shliach. That's not considered a shliach. Im nasnam lo venevdu chayuv ba'achrayusam, and if you gave it to such a person who was just sent to become available and it got lost, the person paying would still have to pay again. It never got to the recipient. Now, we discussed two cases so far, two conceptual cases with all of the nuances. One is that the lova made a shliach. In that case, he can't retract because there's zachin. It was accepted on behalf of the person who's supposed to get the money, but it's not considered as if the person received it yet. We also discussed where the person receiving the money made a shliach. And again, we have different nuances in that possibility, whether it's considered receiving the money already because he truly authorized this person to be his agent, or he was just trying to facilitate. One final consideration is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch under the title of Hilchos Harsha'a, the laws of authorization, Simen Kuf Chaf Beis, that if the Lova gets all of these statements that this person is an agent and he's a shliach and it's as if it's going to be received by him if you give it to him, he's still allowed to decline to give it to the shliach until the shliach comes beharsha'a, with an actual authorization done legally that he represents the person to whom the money is owed. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.